WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in New Hampshire has certified a class action suit against President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
For 1 week, the Trump administration's attempt to end birthright citizenship is paused. So until next Thursday, all things are frozen in place.
Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained for his role in campus protests over the war in Gaza, has filed a $20 million lawsuit seeking damages from the Trump administration. Nearly 170 people are still missing across Texas after the catastrophic floods. Reporter Karen Waugh.
As time goes on, hope is, of course, waning to find anyone else alive.
The death toll is at 121. Russia pounded Ukraine again overnight. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Look, the president's been pretty clear. He's disappointed and frustrated that there's not been more flexibility on the Russian side to bring about an end to this conflict.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new lawsuit seeking to redraw Wisconsin's congressional district maps prior to the 2026 midterm election was filed earlier this week. The new lawsuit was filed by a coalition of business leaders in Dane County Circuit Court just weeks after the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear another lawsuit challenging the district maps. It argues that the anti-competitive gerrymandered maps violate the state constitution. Because the new lawsuit will not go directly before the state Supreme Court, it may not be resolved before the 2026 election. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has officially endorsed Court of Appeals Judge Chris Taylor for the 2026 state Supreme Court election. Senator Baldwin called Judge Taylor fair, impartial, and committed to making sure the law protects the rights and freedoms of everyone in a statement earlier this week. Judge Taylor first announced her candidacy in late May and will challenge the incumbent conservative-backed Justice Rebecca Bradley for the seat. A victory in the 2026 election would give liberal-backed justices a 5-2 majority on the state's highest court. One person was killed in a two-vehicle Chippewa County crash this week. According to a press release from the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 2 p.m. on Sunday on County Highway H near 110th Avenue in the town of Del Mar. Authorities say both vehicles were overturned as a result of the crash and one caught on fire. Multiple people were trapped in each vehicle involved in the crash, and a 19-year-old in one of the vehicles was pronounced deceased at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Barron County residents are at odds over part of a plan to use the former student center at the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus as a daycare center. Questions about fencing were raised at the Barron County Property Committee's meeting this week. The Rice Lake Area School District planned to install fencing along the popular Cedar Side Trail for the safety of the kids at the daycare. Some residents are pushing back on that plan, saying that adding fencing would create an eyesore along the trail. The committee decided to seek additional input from the city. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana. To complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer Trevor McGill found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined by Republican State Representative Duke Tucker to talk about his recent legislation to institute term limits for all major elected offices in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our guest host from Mornings and Pat Kreitlow, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair from Chippewa Falls. And ladies and gentlemen, to kick us off, here are the Northwoods Quartet.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome aboard. Yes, everything's fine all along the line. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah! Dinah, won't you blow your horn?
I've been working on the railroad, 'cause I'm a railroad man. I've been working on the railroad just to make those trains go fast as I can. Can't you hear the whistle? Rise up, and I hate getting up. Can't you hear the captain shouting?
Get to work.
Yes, I'll be working on the railroad all day.
Go. Welcome to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Patrick Kreitlow.
That is not what you expected when you heard that hairball was going to be on the main stage tonight.
Right.
Well, a little less hairball, but that's great.
That was amazing.
I know.
That was absolutely amazing. For those watching on the stream, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or the like, you can see we are here at the Pavilion of Building C on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair grounds in Chippewa Falls. So happy to have Pat with us from Mornings of Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for making the drive over from Lake Wissota, Pat.
Well, it was practically a walk. It was wonderful. Good to be back. I love Fair Week.
Me too. We're going to get to more of the fair. But first of all, guys, the Northwoods Quartet, we just, this is the thing I love about going on the road and going to places. And Pat has been here for 30 plus years. And it said, Todd, you got to come up here. Last year was our first year. We're back. And you guys were singing here right down the row. And I just asked you guys 20 minutes ago, and you said, sure. First of all, introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from.
Okay, I'm Tom Arneberg. I'm a baritone from about 1 mile west of here.
Right. I'm Steve Hine. I'm the bass, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
I'm Dan Heike. I sing the lead. I'm from Mondovi.
I'm Randy Liebel. I'm from Eau Claire, and I sing tenor.
Well, you're absolutely fantastic. So how long has the Northwoods Quartet been in business, and how'd this begin?
Well, we've been in business about 9 months now, I think it was.
Really? That's it? Wow.
Yeah. Is that a while like good or a while bad?
It's a while good. I mean, it sounds like you've been doing this a lot longer than 9 months, but go ahead.
Well, we've been all in barbershop for quite a while, actually. I think Tom's been in barbershop for 47 years.
Wow.
52. And I'm the baby of the group. I've only been doing it for about 15 years.
Yeah, wow. I've been in it for about 48 years. Dan and I are second-generation barbershoppers, so we've kind of grown up with it.
Wow. Is this your first time at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or have you been performing here before? I guess in only 9 months.
This group.
Yeah, right.
Steve and I were in a different group called Chips, and we sang this many years, but it's the first time for this quartet.
I don't know about you, but I'm always fascinated by a great barbershop. I could listen to it all day.
Well, I just love harmony of any kind.
Right.
You know, you see it in everything from, you know, the Eagles and the Beatles, and you see it in the thing that makes a group work is the harmony. I mean, anybody can just be a lead singer, but to have everybody...
Somebody begs to differ, Pat.
Well, when you combine that talent, that tremendous lead singer talent... How am I doing so far?
Good.
This is getting pretty thick now.
Yeah. Well, the barns are right over here. So, but you surround it with a group like this, and I mean, this is wonderful. What a great way to kick things off.
It really is, guys. For people that might be listening on WCFW, the tap locally, or we go to 11 stations across the state, people might be coming in this weekend. Where can they catch you? Are you just going to be kind of wandering around singing, or is there a specific time or spot that you're performing?
Well, we are going to be singing again at 4 o'clock, or the, I guess they call it the free...
Wisconsin Free Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll be wandering around, but hopefully we won't get lost, so we will sing when we wander around a little bit as well.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Just today. So the people got to get out here. Anything else while you haven't asked you that you want to make sure people know about you?
We have a new Facebook page as of yesterday, just Northwoods Quartet on Facebook, so you can find us there.
Northwoods Quartet on Facebook. And you guys hire out for events or concerts? Sure.
For a price.
All right. When did we get the Facebook page?
Yesterday.
Oh, awesome to know. That's great.
The internet moves really
fast. All right. Find out.
Yep. All right, well, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Do you have a short one, a quick one you can leave us with, something like that?
Sure.
All right. Well, here we go. Here is once again, ladies and gentlemen, from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, along with Pat Kreitlow. I'm Todd Allball. Here is the Northwoods Quartet.
When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is inside. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Fields of cotton all around me, voices singing sweet and low. Poor and lucky that you found me where the mighty Mississippi waters flow. Lounging on the levee, listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the levee, no one's heart is heavy. Oh, God's creature got someone to love. When it's darkness on the delta, only heaven is in sight. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Oh, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
Absolutely fantastic.
Don't you really feel like the lead singer really carried that one this
time? Really did.
Amazing talent.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all very much. Again, you can find them on Facebook at Northwoods Quartet, and you can see them at 4 o'clock here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Building C. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
That was, how about that, Pat Kreitlow? I mean, we might as well just shut the show down.
I was going to say, I don't know what you invited me for. I mean, geez, I thought I brought a little something to the show. But
well, of course you
nothing
do.
Like that. Wow.
But that's the kind of thing you find when I think that's part of the unexpectedness for those who didn't grow up, of those of us who did not grow up here north of Highway 29 or haven't been here before. Last year when I was here with our friend Trigvi Olson, I was just, maybe I'm embarrassed to say this, but I was a little blown away. I'm like, wow, this is, as the kids say, legit.
Is that what the kids say?
I don't know. That's, okay. That's what Zomers tells me.
Well, I mean, funny that you say that as I turn to this empty chair next to me. Trigvy, what do you think of... Oh, it's his excuse this time.
He was flying to Chicago. I thought there was a chance he'd surprise us.
I thought there was, too. I thought, especially if he was singing. If he was one of the guys, how great would that have been?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Trigvy, well, we miss you. We'll have an extra snow cone on you.
Right,
you
know? Exactly.
Yeah. But no, when I moved here 30 years ago, and you know, I'd lived in Eau Claire prior to that, but had never spent, you know, a big chunk of time in Chippewa Falls, much less come to the fair. Mm. And you come to the fair for the first time, and I remember Sherry and I thinking, this is Shangri-La. This is great. This is this is the best of a modern-day Mayberry in the sense of, you know, it's a community that is, you know, Goldilocks size, not too big, not too small. You got your 15 to 20,000 people here, and they come here, and it's not stifling by any stretch of the imagination. And don't get me wrong, I had a great time at Summerfest last weekend in Milwaukee. There's plenty of small county fairs, but, I mean, this one to me is really Goldilocks as much as a fair can be.
I think that's so well said, because you could do the entire thing in a day if you want to, but there's also enough things to explore if you want to make 2 days of it or a weekend of it, whatever it might be. We're going to hopefully within this hour here, Rusty Volk, the fair director, longtime fair director. I believe, Pat, you said this is technically his last year, and then he's going to be handing the reins over to a new person. But, boy, what a history that Rusty has had. You open up this year's fair program, and there he is right there on the front page.
He's like the centerfold right there.
Right, Rusty Volk. The centerfold. Yeah, that's great. But also, we'll be talking to him a little bit in hour number two, a little What's Worse edition for you about yelling. How about that? Speaking of Trigvy not being here, no. And Eric Anderson, the director of the U.S. Cube Championship and editor of Cube Nation magazine. Pat, last year when our friend and colleague Jane Matner and I took the show on the road, we were here. You stopped by the coffee shop downtown with us, and we talked to some of the folks at Cube. And this weekend, as if the Northern Wisconsin State Fair wasn't big enough, people could come to the Chippewa Valley, go to Eau Claire to the U.S. National Championship, Cube Championship, and I hear it's a pretty cool thing.
There's a lot of people that they get hooked on this thing. You know, it's that combination of bowling and horseshoes done with wooden blocks, and I think it's great that you and Jane got to see that. And I turn again to the empty chair. Jane, what did you? Oh, apparently
she's getting ready for next week.
For next week, but apparently Chippewa wasn't good enough this year. Jane.
She did not set the schedule, but we'll be not too far away. We're going to be up in Hayward and Butternut, because the National Lumberjack Championship is going on. There's a big powwow for our Native American community up there as well. So we're doing the show up there on Friday in Hayward, Butternut on Thursday at an artisan shop. And on Wednesday, we are going to be at the EAA Museum there previewing this year's EAA. So we're all over the state, Patrick.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. Good time had by all.
You can't do that at 6 a.m. You guys are lucky.
Because I offered. I said, well, Pat, I've got all this stuff. I'm willing to get up early, and you could do your show at the fair. And you were like, what?
It's just me and the cows. Right. You know, it's not that they're not fun, but there's a little more activity at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, just you agree. So I'm so happy, and I know it's kind of a lot for you. You got a lot of other things to do, but it means a lot having you here today and also tomorrow to talk about.
Oh, no, twist my arm. I have to come to the fair a couple of hours earlier than I otherwise would have. Sherry will eventually join me in one beer garden or the other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very social, people that you haven't seen for a while. It's, you know, it's kind of a grown-up homecoming, if you will, that people that come back just for fair week. You know, this year our adult kids can't make it, but in past years it's been fun to see them come and then see somebody that they weren't expecting to see from way, way back in high school and get to see each other. So it's just a fantastic place to be able to do that right here on the north end of Chippewa Falls.
Pat spoke a little bit earlier of some of the music coming here, and Hairball is tonight.
That was not Hairball.
No, that was not Hairball. That was not.
All right. If I didn't known about this, I so would have had them rehearse, you know, a Hairball tune.
All right.
You know? I mean, what kind of death metal can you do a barbershop?
Can you actually name a Hairball tune? I can't.
No.
I bet Trigvy could.
Trigvy could.
He's a big metal fan. There's all kinds of entertainment. In terms of music, there's all kinds of great food. Pat and I are going to be sampling some of this.
Here's the remnants of the foot-long hot dog I walked in here with.
Here's part of the cold pretzel that's left, but it's you can get your cheese or your frosting on this. And look at these super-duper lemonades that Pat and I have.
The lemonades is here, strawberry. Yeah.
Mm. How about that? Mm. You have strawberry? I have regular.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers, Pat.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can stay with us the next couple of hours. We'll be talking a lot about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Going to be talking about Coupe Championships. And maybe, who knows, you might throw a little politics in there as well. Because when Pat and I get together, it's hard not to talk about politics in some way, shape, or form.
You mentioned Hayward. We're going to talk about that new NASA administrator, Sean Duffy.
Yes.
Reality TV show star Sean Duffy?
Yes, reality TV show star Sean Duffy. And for those watching on the stream, yes, you can see in the corner there, we're right across from the Republican booth. And so far, no shots have been fired. Welcome. Well, come on back. It's Pat Kreitlow, Todd Allball. We're live from Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show live on the
live location. It's a weird remix of that.
It is. From the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. Glad to have you along here. Zomer's back home at the world headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. And we are just hanging out. I think we're going to be joined very shortly by the fair director, Rusty Volk. But Pat, already some comments. One from our colleague and friend, Jane Matinere, listening in.
Uh-oh.
And she's a big fan of Barbershop, number one. She loved that. But she said, corn dogs, we want corn dogs. You almost ate a corn dog, right?
When I asked for a foot-long hot dog and he handed me this foot-long corn dog, I'm like, no.
Not going
to
happen.
I want the thing with the extra onions because I'm going to be sitting next right to Todd here, and I want him to have the full experience.
I appreciate that.
Yep. Which I sent to my daughters as well because we are not that far away from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds.
Oh, nice.
And, of course, we've been there a lot, and it's a tradition that my grandma started with me as a little kid. Was we'd go to the fair really early, about 7 a.m., and all the stands were already open, and the best breakfast on the fairgrounds is a foot-long hot dog with fried onions
wow
on it.
That's cool. I mean,
there's something special, right. So you got to have it here at this fair, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're warming up the equipment because Jane and Greg and I are going to be on the road next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in Eau Claire, in Oshkosh, in the EAA, and then in Butternut, an artisan shop and from the World Championship, Lumberjack Championships, and the powwow up there in Hayward. So it's going to be a lot of on the road. We cannot, this is my favorite part of this. Well, a lot of favorite parts, Pat, but I love going on the road. I love coming up here and doing shows with you, because I think the more that we can learn about different places of the state, so when we're up here, you know, places in Oshkosh are learning something. When we're in Oshkosh, vice versa, and that's really the cool thing about being a statewide network is people learn and get taken to places they might not normally know about.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to say that, I'm not going to talk about townies. There are some people that, like, never leave Chippewa County
right.
or wherever. I mean, they're just around their hometown. There's plenty of people that get out and about a little bit more than that. But whatever the townie equivalent is of an area code, I need more people in the 715 to go down to the 414. And I need more people from the 414 to come up to the 715 and stop, you know, dissing on the 608. We have so much to see throughout the state. It's why I talked up Summerfest so much, is to let people know if they hadn't gone down to Milwaukee for that, or a Brewers game or the zoo or whatever, go do that. And I'm just as adamant with all of our folks in Milwaukee, Madison, and elsewhere. To, again, on the weekends, get around the state.
Yeah.
There's so much to see on a tank of gas.
There really is, and that's why, you know, I think Trigby might have come up with it, or maybe with me, I don't know. But what makes Wisconsin great tours? I mean, we hear about in our politics so much everything that's wrong, but I think, Pat, one of the great things about traveling on these shows is we discover how much is great about this state, and more so the people of this state.
And that's the thing. I mean, look, we talk about politics a lot because it's important, but it's not all-encompassing. It's not the be-all and end-all. We all have lives to lead, and our politics would maybe be a little less abrasive if people understood better that, again, the folks over in that part of the state are not the enemy.
Right.
They're people that live their lives in a different kind of way compared to the folks up in, you know, Superior or wherever. And so our politics, our news, everything about our culture wars, whatever you call it, always get better with travel. Always get better when we meet each other, when we hear each other's stories. There's Rusty now.
No, I absolutely agree. Rusty Volk is getting settled in here. Do a little off the text line. Pat was talking about Howley, half joking maybe earlier about doing a show with cows. Alicia, watching on YouTube, says Pat should totally do a show with cows. So there you go, Pat. Maybe Rusty could probably set you up if you want to do a cow show.
They totally would, you know, if it came to that. Here's the real reason, Alicia, is that I love doing it from my home at 6 a.m. If I get on the road and go any place at 6 a.m. and technically it doesn't work, I got no place to go. I can't.
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
There's no studio to run to. So, you know, home is like, you know, you go through all this and set it up in the middle of the day. And if it doesn't work out, you know, we make it the Aaron Zahmer show. But
many thanks. Thanks for bringing this up. When I do some of these things, I have my own production crew. This is real. My sister and brother-in-law, Heather and Mike Galloy, I try to buy them a dinner, but they're doing this for free. I could not do these road shows without them.
You got another roadie here now.
And this weekend, we brought Mom up. My own version of Mom, Anthony Edwards' mom. She's sitting because we're all going to the Twin Cities tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. Or on Saturday, pardon me, Saturday.
Does Mom
Saturday.
Have a name?
Linda. Yeah,
Linda?
Yeah, Linda, Miss Wallace.
Say hi loud enough for us to hear you here. She just mouths.
Right.
Mom. Oh, so I see where that comes from. All right.
Mom has always said, I said, why don't you come on the show? And she goes, I don't want to be on radio. So anyway, hey, we got a couple of minutes left here. We're going to come back and have a larger discussion. But I want to bring on here before the break, again, if you open up the great program here for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this weekend at Chippewa Falls, the cover boy right inside is Mr. Rusty Volk, the fair director, the executive director. He was here with us last year. Rusty, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show this year again.
Awesome. I love it. I love you. Don't give me a mic is what they say. That's a good thing. No, thanks for being here, guys. This is awesome that you're bringing this live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's fun.
It really is.
It is.
And we'll get into a larger discussion if you can stay through the break here on the other side. But just give us a quick take on this. How's the fair going so far? Is setup going well? The first day here, is it going all right?
I'll be totally honest with you. This has been the easiest fair to get started that I've had in the last 17 years.
Wow.
You know why that is?
I am serious about that.
You know, they're like, hey, if we make it easy on him, he won't he won't go away.
Right. You know? They're going to keep him here.
You had to threaten to leave for them to finally get things done right for you around here, Russ.
Well, you might have a point there. There's probably some working behind my back that I don't know about.
Oh, no.
But it's been going awesome. When you visit with the North American Midway Carnival, I mean, they were actually ahead of schedule as well.
Wow.
I think it's great because we've been working together with the carnival and everybody else for many, many years. And as we've rebuilt the grounds, we've built it for them as well so that it's easy for them to set up.
Yeah.
And then they're rested and they're not scrambling. And just it helps for safety and everything. So, honest to God, this has been the easiest opening that I've had since I've been here.
Me too.
It's so much fun. We're going to come back and talk more with Executive Director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, Rusty Volk. Also, my co-host for the next couple of days, Mr. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, if I can talk. Too much of this great fair food I'm gnawing on. We'll come back live from Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fair. After this, it's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
First full week on the job for Wisconsin's Agriculture Ambassador. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Sarah Hagenow, our 78th Alice in Dairyland, is officially on the job. Hagenow's job is to represent Wisconsin agriculture all around the state, and a lot of that interaction involves presentations in front of large crowds, as well as chatting with the media. She says that may be the one area of weakness she looks forward to improving on.
I will say I have not had much experience in front of large crowds, but that still doesn't make me shy away from it. I love public speaking, and I was able to do that through 4-H and FFA with dairy judging and many other things. But still, I think some of my engagement with larger crowds and being able to work a bit of an audience will come into play. So I'm ready to be coached a little bit more on that and gain more experience in that way. I also haven't had much experience with media. So doing radio interviews with people such as yourself and as well as TV interviews, I think are going to be an area where I'll see some room for growth with myself.
Sarah Hagenow, our new Alice in Dairyland on the job. If you ever want to try to schedule Alice in Dairyland for a visit to your school, your event, just go to their website, aliceindairyland.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has again closed the southern ports of entry to the United States because of cattle health concerns. In Veracruz, Mexico, they discovered the New World screwworm. It's traveled 160 miles northward to the United States, where sterile flies are currently being dropped. Secretary Rollins says this is designed to protect the U.S. cattle industry. The screwworm detection in Veracruz is approximately 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a developing story that we'll be following for you. You can follow us, social media, Midwest Farm Report, or sign up for our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, doing some recombobulating, an extended session with Dan Schaefer, who joins us at 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
It's not Oktoberfest. What is this?
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. Welcome to the Town Hall Ball Show. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow across the network 6 until 9. I'm Town Hall Ball here. Zommers, Mr. Zommers, is back at the World Headquarters in Madison. Happy to be bringing you the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in part here for today and tomorrow. And, Pat, we are joined here at the table by the executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair here at Chippewa Falls, Rusty Volk. Rusty, again, congratulations on a heck of a run here as executive director. How many years as executive director and how many years total have you been involved in the fair?
So this is my 17th fair as the executive director, and I've been involved with the fair for 17 years and 8 months. How's that?
That's pretty darn specific.
That's the length that I've been involved in the fair industry.
Yeah, that's incredible. Talk a little bit, if you can. I know you touched on it before we went to the break there, but you've made so many improvements here at the State Fair grounds. In 17 years, what do you find the 2 or 3 biggest improvements or differences between when you started and this year's fair?
Are you going to narrow that down?
Really? You want me to narrow that down? And you even came from the morning show just to be with me, right?
Yes, of course.
So the biggest thing really of our accomplishments has to be our agricultural campus. There's no doubt about it. When I came on this fairgrounds in September 1 of 2008, it was like, where do I start? When I look at the barns, I was a farmer, okay? I farmed 1,900 acres and milked 100 cows out in North Dakota prior to moving to the Chippewa Falls area. And I'm going, these barns suck.
They were old. Right? They were falling down.
They were over 100 years old, and I started taking pictures of the framing of the old red barn, and it was like an S that was imploding, and some of the understanding that I had, and I witnessed the first fair. I just let it happen.
Yeah.
Because you got to witness it to see once before you can make any comments, really, as to what's going on. And when I witnessed the culture of showing animals and the intensity of the competition and the amount of fans that were blown on every animal with one transformer pulling all the power and the transformers glowing red, ready to blow, and I'm going, this is what I got myself into. So it's been a very interesting and fun transformation, wonderful journey of where we're at. It's been a joy of going. So the barns obviously are the biggest thing that needed to be done. And as long as we're building the barns, it was like, let's create an agricultural campus. Let's create a campus. So if you'll notice the numbering on the barns and stuff, it's more black and white. It's basic, like a campus would be. They could go to college. So we're setting it up as an educational facility for the youth of tomorrow. And when I went out to generate revenues for that from the Ken Custers and the Rooneys and those elements, I said, that's what we're going to build. We need to educate. Educate the youth for them to educate the public that don't have a clue of how their food is being produced. No. So that's the biggest thing that's my accomplishment, and I'm really proud of that. It's taken me, you know, 15 years of the 17 years I've been here to get there.
You should, because, again, my first time 30 years ago, you think, wow, these barns are so old and they're so quaint. And, like, the next year you're like, these barns are so old. And then the next year, these barns are so old and so dangerous.
Yeah.
And so to have a director come in and identify this and say, look, we don't have to do it this way just because we've always done it this way. We've got a generous community that's willing to embrace education and willing to embrace their fairgrounds. All it needed was a, you know, a leader, and that's what we found in Rusty.
Absolutely. Exactly. We are here live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. Todd Albaugh, along with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We're talking with the fair executive director, Rusty Volk. I think the weather may be a little bit of rain tomorrow, but otherwise looks like pretty nice weather for the weekend. And I just, you know, my first time here was last year. My sister and brother-in-law live here in Eau Claire in the area. But I would encourage, as we have a statewide show here, anybody that lives in La Crosse or Green Bay or Madison that wants to take the weekend, there's things, Rusty, not just animals, but there's things for the whole family, right?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I changed when I became a director here, the manager, and the fact that we did surveys, you know, and one of the survey questions, how many days do you attend the fair? 1.2. The fair's 5 days long, 6 days long, almost all week long, and I'm going, thank you. Thank you. I know what I need to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So you change things up. You have something for 2 days, then you switch. You got to come back to see the next thing, and everything else kind of flows. You start learning. I went to the Institute of Fair Management, which is a national organization, going through 32 different courses of study.
Really?
Absolutely. They've actually got an Institute of Fair Management.
I didn't know that.
From the International Association of Fairs and Exhibits. It's a national organization, and that was great. I said, I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
I want to know what the best practices are, and then I want to know what the community wants.
Yeah.
I need to know what the people are going to support. What do we want to want? You know, they want tractor pulls and dirt shows, live music. Well, you can't sometimes have live music and tractor pulls in the same venue. You know, you go through and say, what are you going to do? How are you going to go about it?
Do you actually travel around, like, to a fair that is recognized as one of the best ones? Are there field trips where you could say, hey, this is what works, and I want to incorporate this at our fair?
Absolutely. We have a complete network. Yeah. You know, we have our convention, but then we have our district meetings. And I can call the major managers of the biggest fairs around, and they know me by name. So what are you doing about wireless? What are you doing about cashless? What are you doing about barn cleaning? How do you go about that? Connect that. So get the best of the best information. Then, once you know what they want, you just meld it and put it together. So these barns, very industry, they're set up as some of the national things is what we got in there, especially for E. coli.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
E. coli.
How has it changed with fairgrounds often being seen as a one and done, just a one-off? They do the fair and then it just sits there. And, of course, here in Chippewa, we've got Oktoberfest. You know, Springfest has had some spurts and some other events. To what degree over your tenure have you watched the fairgrounds become, you know, closer to a year-round venue?
That's the goal. Mm-hmm. That's totally the goal. With our new barns, the Custer Coliseum, that's the first year-round building we have. That's the only building. When I came here, there was no heat. There was nothing in any of these buildings. You sweat all the time.
Yes, you did.
You know, and it was hot. This building has air conditioning now. So this is one of the first buildings we worked with, and we worked with the high school because they did their extravaganza. They would generate over $100,000 in one night for the athletic program. But it was hot, stuff like that. Okay, let's put air conditioning. You pay half, I'll pay half.
Wow.
Chairs. You buy half, I'll pay half. It's always been 50% all the way. Now everybody can enjoy that. That's kind of the relationships and the building that you have with everybody around. So I'm so proud of that Custer Coliseum down there because now we got weddings booked down there and all kinds of stuff.
That's
awesome.
Which is awesome. Amazing. It's just going to bring more people.
One of our listeners, Mark Apertisak, texts in. He's listening. He says, growing up in Douglas County, minutes away from Lake Superior, I'm mildly amused to hear Chippewa Falls is the quote-unquote northern Wisconsin.
Oh, here we go.
I have memories of Chippewa Falls when my Aunt Dorothy was secretary for the chief of police there and gave me and my brothers a tour of the jail. She lived just a few blocks away from the Falls Bait Company, and the trip from Superior to Chippewa entailed going through every little town that 53 now bypasses. So, I mean, people all over the state have memories of this fair.
Exactly. So, do you know how it came about, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Tell us the story.
In 1897, the state of Wisconsin chartered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the Central Wisconsin State Fair. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair was set up with 27 counties in the northern part of the state. In order to have membership, it was state-owned. In order to be members, you had to be the president and the treasurer of the ag associations. That comprised the membership. They had bylaws, and I've got books that show that. The 30s, there was no money, right?
Yeah.
Depression. Yeah. Nobody had any money. So there was no funding that went about. However, at the turn of the century in 1915, I've got records that show this venue was the largest fair in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
Because in 1913, I did some studies on it, that the aquafish, it states that the Northern Wisconsin State Fair set a record attendance on Tuesday of fair week of 20,000 people, 1913.
That's crazy.
Yep. That's amazing.
Right?
So that's how it's growing all this time. So the Northern Wisconsin, it was chartered the Northern Wisconsin State Fair because of the representation, and we're retaining that.
Yeah. So is there an association and affiliation with the Wisconsin State Fair? To what degree are these central and northern, you know, are they in any way, are they connected in terms of, you know, some of the exhibits or just any of the other structure to it? Or is it completely separate entity?
Here's news. Absolutely not.
All right. Wow. I didn't know that.
Absolutely not. Yeah. The Wisconsin State Fair is funded by the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Central Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Mm-hmm.
Northern Wisconsin State Fair is private.
Interesting.
Okay? Yeah. We're private. We're private fairs, but yet we're state fairs because we're district fairs, and that's how we're designated. So people can come from multiple areas, multiple states.
That's what my follow-up is. Then, because we see there's animals here, there's show barns, there's things. So people, do they still go from the county fair and then get their entries here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, or is it a direct entry to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Great question. So your county fairs consist of exhibitors of animals just within the county. Thus, Dunn County, Chippewa, whatever. That's 4-H kids, youth kids, FFA kids, other clubs, you have to meet it. That's up to like 19 once you're out of high school, when you're out of high school. Then you have the open fair. So the Northern Wisconsin State Fair hosts the Chippewa County Junior Fair. And then we clean the barns, and we open it up to the open class, where you can come from various states and all across the state. So that's the bigger portion, especially in the dairy portion of it.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Rusty, we've got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything that we have not asked you yet you think that people across the state ought to know about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is pretty well set up as that little Wisconsin State Fair that has everything that you can have at Wisconsin State Fair, only in a smaller venue, is what it is. When you consider we have over 100,000 people attend this fair in the city of Chippewa Falls, of what, 15,000 people? We create a village up here, we create a city.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, it's clean. We feel we have the cleanest fairgrounds in the state of Wisconsin. You're not going to find a cleaner. It's because of the way we've set it up, the way we clean it. You know, we have a street sweeper that comes in every morning. Peggy Leinenkugel was the first secretary of the Northern Wisconsin
State. Of the Leinenkugels, yeah.
Peggy Leinenkugel, Jake's wife. Mm-hmm. And when they hired me, I says, Peggy, what do we got to do? He says, we're going to make this look like Disneyland.
Wow.
Where it's going to be clean, where you don't see anything laying around.
That's right.
You know, I go behind the scenes with my camera. I take pictures of the stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
That's my job.
That's Peg. That is Pig Lenigan. Trust me.
All right, quick question. Can we bring a kid in here with a small animal, like a rabbit or something like that, to talk to him?
He wants to bring in a live
animal. I want to bring a rabbit.
I said there might be rules against that.
There you go. Before this is done, a week tomorrow, we'll get a live, because it's hilarity when kids bring animals in.
And you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it.
Look at that. Hey, before we let you go, I want to say thank you. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great, Rusty Volz.
Well, thank you.
And thank you for all this commitment to kids and families at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it. Really appreciate Rusty Volz. We'll come back with more. Pat Kreitlow and myself, we are live on location. Pat will do a polka from Chippewa Falls, having a lion kugel on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Pat Kreitlow Pavilion on the fairgrounds of the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, it's the All Ball Show live on location here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. The aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow is sitting next to me here at the table. For those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, you can see the people passing by behind this, Pat. And
With an umbrella, apparently.
Is it starting to rain?
I don't know. Maybe
it
is.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we got the...
Where's that Brittany Merlot when you need her?
Right, well, exactly.
Yep. It's been a little cloudy, but you know, there's plenty of exhibit buildings.
Yeah.
We've talked about the farm buildings going up, and we didn't have enough time to ask Rusty about it, but the main stage, the grandstand, I mean, the old grandstand was long gone, you know, for many years, and so they came up with a whole new main stage area. There's just so many additions that have been made here. And like you said, you don't need just the one glowing red transformer anymore. There's right. There's an entire infrastructure to things like this.
Well, and I think you nailed it, Pat, is that between, it's not just your, there's nothing wrong with the typical animals and that sort of thing, but it's the entertainment. There's all kinds of music throughout the day. It's not just the night show tonight. There are things going on all during the day. There's the carnival rides here you might think is typical. We're in Building C, which, I mean, you can talk about. There's a booth here for soft water or politics or home improvement stuff. I mean, it truly is live entertainment, and I think that's what's so healthy is we get too much in our screens, in my opinion. Get out and see the world a little bit.
Oh, yeah, and there is commerce involved. There's little gadgets that we've picked up along the way that you go, I didn't know I needed that. And sure enough, you do. And this, you're not going to get that just, you know, surfing the internet or waiting for the right catalog to come in the mailbox. Sometimes you got to walk past somebody at a table and go, what is that?
What's the best thing you ever bought at a fair? Like commercialized, like not food.
Honestly, but a hot tub.
Really? That you got at a fair?
Our first fair here 30 years ago, we had just bought the house, and I'll go ahead and give them a shout, Swimrite, out of Eau Claire and Chippewa. They had a couple of hot tubs set up, and as we're walking past them, and we're looking at the prices, and we're like, maybe the house needs a hot tub.
Right.
And so there was a hot tub, but and now, of course, we were much younger then that you're thinking hot tub. Yeah. Now that we're much older, our most recent big purchase was one of those long poles. You attach the garden hose to it so that you can clean the siding way up at the top. That's how practical we become. Young Pat is going, my God, man, what has happened to you? Have some Metamucil.
But you can still enjoy a hot tub. There's nothing wrong with that.
I still do for all the aches and pains after I've been cleaning the siding. Right. Yes.
I know. I think I got the State Fair in West Dallas years ago. I got the hand hammered walk, the old hand hammered walk, and I'm not sure it was great. You could do great walking in it, great cooking, and I also got one of those not Ginzu knives, but like that where you saw the can and it still cuts tomatoes, and I've still got that probably 25 years later.
Oh, absolutely. You. Like I said, you have to walk around the buildings just to know what you don't need or what you didn't know that you needed until that very moment. And then, of course, there's all the we talked about the exhibits earlier. All the, you know, the school kids have exhibits, you know, that are in some of the buildings, or some of the arts and crafts. So there's just a little bit of everything.
No, there really is. It's and again running through Sunday, right? Through the 13th here at Chippewa Falls. You can go online. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and find all the other great information. And how great is Rusty Volk? I mean, there's just an institution in the community.
Oh, I know, and I'm sure he's going to hang around after the retirement. Brian Mackey will take over as executive director on January 1st, and I expect a flawless, seamless transition given his reputation in the community. And you're only going to see more good things happen as the years go by. People go, oh, it's such a modern world. It's all internet and screens and everything else. This is a chance to unplug all of that and just enjoy, you know, the same rides that your parents, you know, rode as a kid, still safe,
right?
You know? But again, to make that connection, or as they like to say, touch some grass.
There, know? That's what the kids say.
That's what it is.
Touch grass.
Get outside
touch
and touch grass.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is where it is. So you want to be here, especially on day one, when, as they say, the grease is clean and the grass is green.
So. I never heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
Clean.
Day one, where the grease is clean and the grass is green. Yes.
I love that. Also love our very own Terry Parr, who is watching us on YouTube today. Of course, she does all of our intros and so much more. The Emmy Award-winning journalist Terry Parr watching on YouTube. She says, my home fair in Shawnee County, longtime 4-H member, fairs in Wisconsin are wonderful. We lived in other states. I would drag my husband to a fair, and it's a very different experience. And there you go. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that. But I think, you know, she's absolutely right. There's just something about fair culture in Wisconsin that brings people together.
And I was really glad that Rusty could tell us more about the district fairs and the lack of like a formal affiliation. But, you know, the other reason why you had some of these, you know, district fairs is, you know, the state fairgrounds are a long ways away. West Dallas is a long way from here. And there's things that people want to exhibit and have judged, but don't want to go all the way down there. And so you started these district fairs as well. But even if you just get to your own local county fair, you have much of the same thing, everything I talked about with the food and the rides, then the social aspect of it. I just think we have a really great structure here that between here and the Central Wisconsin Fair in Marshfield, that you can go to places like this and see even more than you could at the county level.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Pat, you know how far away West Allis is from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
How far?
It's so far that a kid once took a dozen eggs to show at West Allis and ended up with a rooster. That's how far it is. It takes us a long way.
Did Rusty give you that one?
Terry Barr also, and this is fantastic, because my stepmom, who lives in Shawano, also saw this. Terry Barr says, I saw Garth Brooks at the Shawano County Fair the year he broke through with Friends of Low Places. He abided by his contract to play for basically nothing, which was cool, and so many people. I wasn't there, but my stepmom was, and they still talk about that in Shawano. It was just before he broke out, and there was Garth Brooks at the Shawano County Fair.
Oh, that's the thing. It's, you know, there's you can see sometimes artists who, you know, would not have, foreigners going to be here Saturday. 30 years ago, you wouldn't have seen them here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. But you also see the up-and-comers and can say, I saw them when. Right. And we've had that with some artists around here over the years.
It's a great time had by all. So if you're listening to us across Wisconsin and you want to have a great weekend with the family, get on up here to Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. If you're in the area, if you're listening to us on the tap here, WCFW, the tap of the talk side, come on out. And if you are going to listen to us on WCFW 105.7, Pat, that's the music station. They don't let me on that.
Yep.
Because I don't have that kind of channel. Mike McCabe does, though.
That's all and, Mike. God bless him for you. He's doing great stuff.
Come on back. Hour two is straight ahead, live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat and Todd after this.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge in New Hampshire has paused President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, and he certified a class action lawsuit. Cody Wolfsey is an attorney for the plaintiffs.
This is going to protect every single child around the country from this lawless, unconstitutional, and cruel executive order.
Mahmoud Khalil, who was detained for Gaza protests at Columbia University, has filed a $20 million lawsuit against the Trump administration. In Texas, as they continue to search for 170 people missing from the floods, they're also dealing with massive piles of debris in Kerrville. Reporter Jeff Burkett.
City officials plan to use 28 acres of soccer fields as a staging area for the tree debris.
A man charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump says he wants to fire his lawyers and represent himself. Ryan Ruth asked a judge today to let him serve as his own attorney. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.